Mexico, and that could have a big impact on the Memorial Day holiday weekend forecast. For today, limited sunshine, mostly cloudy with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening. High today around 86, low tonight 70. A generous supply of showers and storms roaming around again tomorrow. Upper 80s tomorrow, upper 80s Friday, mid 80s Saturday. Limited sunshine with a better than normal chance of showers and thunderstorms, not only Friday and Saturday, but right on through the Memorial Day weekend. Locally heavy rain in spots. Keep on top of tropical weather developments with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. It has push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, plus access to my weather blogs and videos. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery fire officials are investigating a deadly house fire on Elm Avenue. Authorities say the home was initially reported as vacant, but when crews began to survey the home Monday afternoon, they found the body of a man inside. The Office of City Investigations is looking into Montgomery Fire and Rescue's response to this fire. State Education Superintendent Eric Mackey says they will expand some school security measures over summer break. He says security cameras have been requested by many school districts. And Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial kickoff for summer, which means the Marine Patrol is gearing up for another busy lake season. For the first time in almost 10 years, Lake Martin now has a full staff of Marine Patrol troopers, which should cut down on emergency response times. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey talks about her faith and Christian values.
When I was a member of the Cameron Baptist Church growing up, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm grateful for my faith, and I rely on it. Prayer and reading the scriptures and going to church is really important.
Kay Ivey lives her faith and follows God's teaching in how she leads our great state.
I'm pro-life because God teaches us to love life, and He created us, and He wants us to love one another.
That's why Kay Ivey always defends our shared Christian values. As governor, Kay has restored ethical Christian leadership to the office, fought to restore our faith in government, and has Alabama working again.
I believe that life begins at conception. I am strongly pro-life.
That's why Governor Ivey is the only candidate to be endorsed by both the Alabama Citizens for Life and Susan B. Anthony list. Kay Ivey, fighting for conservative values. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
I am Vicki Bonner Ward, and I want to be your next probate judge. The Elmore County Probate Office is here to serve your needs. I believe the probate office should be easily accessible, completely transparent, and fiscally responsible with your tax dollars. As your next probate judge, I will be willing to listen to all your concerns and will strive to make sure that our probate office works efficiently for you. For honest, effective, conservative leadership, elect me, Vicki Bonner Ward, for Elmore County Probate Judge on June the 5th.
Paid for by committee to elect Vicki Bonner Ward, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
In today's world, security for your home and family are paramount. You need to feel secure and in control of your property and loved ones. Advanced Tech Systems can help you secure and automate your home. Let Robert and the staff introduce you to Elon Home Systems, your home theater, music, home environmental systems, lighting, security, and cameras, all controlled by your smartphone or iPad. The crew at Advanced Tech has been taking care of River Region homes for nearly two decades. The techs are background checked and drug tested, and the customer service is beyond comparison. Advanced Tech Systems can design a security and automation system to fit any budget. If you're building a home, let Advanced Tech help you design a smart home. Installing home theater? Call them today. TV, audio, and security professionally installed by the best in the River Region. And they offer monitoring and interactive services. Advanced Tech Systems. One call for home security and automation. 334-229-9975. Advanced Tech Systems, 334-229-9975.
June 5th, the citizens of Autauga County will have the important task of selecting a new probate judge. Paul Beckman is clearly the best person for the job. Paul Beckman has a proven record of experience, and he's a man of his word. This is proven by Paul when he kept his promise of only serving two terms as your state legislator, something not very common these days when a politician has tasted power and privilege. Paul Beckman has spent 24 years as a lawyer practicing probate law. Paul's experience was relied upon as a legislator when he was asked to help improve Alabama's probate laws. For his work, Paul received a coveted Alabama Law Institute Award. Paul's experience has allowed him to teach many students probate law and allowed him to serve as a special probate judge for Autauga County. Experience counts, and Paul Beckman has that experience. June 5th, let Paul's experience and integrity serve you and your family as probate judge. Vote Paul Beckman for probate judge of Autauga County. Paid for by friends of Paul Beckman, P.O. Box 68155, Prattville, Alabama, 36068.
It would be a privilege to serve the citizens of Autauga County. I am Paul Beckman, and I approve this message.
When it comes to dry cleaning, let me recommend Worth Cleaners, offering free pickup and delivery for lazy people like me to home or office and anywhere in the River region, including Montgomery, Prattville, and Wetumpka.
And you don't even have to be home for the pickup or delivery.
Plus, Worth Cleaners services their customers twice a week with easy billing direct to your credit card.
It's like living in a hotel. Just hang your clothes on the door and presto, your clothes appear back at your door, neat and clean. Life is good when you have a concierge cleaner like Worth. And by the way, Worth was voted Montgomery's best of the best in dry cleaning and laundry.
Give your clothes and yourself the best. Just call 277-6431 or call Michael at 799-1845 and let Worth Cleaners work their magic for you.
They do it all. Dry cleaning for your fine clothes, laundry for your casual wear, and wash, dry, and fold for your household items.
Imagine you folding laundry. Never! Let Worth Cleaners with two locations handle it. Worth is at 125 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway, and 7825 Vaughn Road.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing. For the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And they've got the Porterhouse Steak Premium on sale for $9.99 a pound, plus the tuna that I will be doing, the sesame seed tuna, and $4.99. That's half price. You cannot beat that. I know, man. We gotta load up on that. Let's see here. Let's move into kind of another area, and you pick up some of the things that you'll hear on Fox and such of Clapper, and he was on the View, and I went back and listened to basically the whole thing and kind of took it apart for you guys, but it's very interesting because when you take one thing and you listen to it and everybody kind of focuses on that, and that was that, well, it's a good thing that they were wiretapping, or they were tapping into, or had informants into the Trump campaign. But basically, what we're going to get down to when we boil all this down is the argument is this. They weren't wiretapping and spying on Trump. They were spying to see what Russia was up to. So if that were the case, did they do the same thing over at the Clinton campaign? And how were they going to go catch the Ruskies by being in the campaign?
Right.
I mean, is your intelligence that bad that you can't catch it from people that you've got in Moscow? I mean, they have got massive eavesdropping capabilities on the Russians. Massive. I mean, they're sitting there recording all these telephone calls. They have voice trackers, so if they hear somebody's voice that has a voice pattern, it locks in on that call and starts recording it, and then it labels it out. Now, that's the technology back when I was there. I can't imagine what the technology is now with the digitalization of things. So let's listen to Clapper on The View.
The new guy seems to have been at war with the intelligence community since he's taken office. Now, whether he's trying to undermine the Russia investigation or threatening to fire Robert Mueller or demanding investigations into, you know, whether somebody's been in his group investigating. I mean, is this is this having, like, a bad effect on the country?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't, yeah, it doesn't help, in my view. I think we got off to a bad start in January of 17 when we went up to Trump Tower. Undoubtedly my last ever sojourn to Trump Tower, mm-hmm. and briefed him on the intelligence community assessment about the Russian interference. And mm-hmm. I think his reaction then, it's still the same today, is just can't accept anything that would cast doubt on the legitimacy of his election. And certainly the Russian meddling had that impact. And so the intelligence community is a source of that. You know, we characterize this as Nazis for you know, having leaked the dossier, which we didn't do, but anyway.
Does he just say having leaked the dossier?
Just to protect, I felt I had to say something for the men and women that toil in the trenches of intelligence every day trying to make this country safe. Mm-hmm. And so that has continued to this day. And I think, you know, with the informant business, well, the point here is...
Well, let me get to my question.
Are the Russians, not spying on the campaign, but what are the Russians doing? And in a sense, unfortunately, what they were trying to do is protect our political system and protect the campaign.
Oh, that is so nice of him, trying to protect the campaign. So what you do is you put an informant in a campaign to protect it. Now, they went in there and said, when he got the nomination, that be careful, wary of Russia trying to get involved in campaigns. And we don't know exactly what was said, but that his story has been repeated. But if something was going on, wouldn't you kind of go and go, we need to come in and tell you something. Russia is trying to get in your niggers. And this doesn't make sense. Now, you clearly heard him say that he had nothing to do with leaking the dossier.
Right.
At the end of the interview, he's basically going to admit that he leaked the dossier. I mean, this guy is like a patented liar run amok. Brennan is super bad. Clapper is bad. Let's go to Flower Child. Flower Child, welcome aboard the Dan Marr Show on a Wednesday.
Good afternoon, Joey and Dan.
How are you?
I'm well. You know, when I heard this Caputo guy, too,
mm-hmm.
but something rang a bell in my brain, so I went back and looked it up to see when Donald Trump Jr. had a meeting at Trump Tower
mm-hmm.
with that adoption attorney
mm-hmm.
that they made so much about, where they were trying to give him dirt on Hillary Clinton's emails, and that was in June of 2016.
Right.
So this Caputo guy is talking about May of 2016.
Right, May 6th was the first contact they had, and by May the 20th, they were talking about the emails, and then he said no. The email date on the DNC emails is from January 2015 to May of 2016.
I know, but I'm wondering if, obviously, they're jumping from... what's the term I'm tools, as in people, from one person to the next, trying to get somebody to take bait. And so after they went to Caputo, maybe they went to Donald Trump Jr.
Well, let me tell you why I don't think that's the case. I think that what the guy who was the music guy, the promoter, I think the reason he did that is so he could get the meeting with them. The intention of the meeting had nothing to do with emails. He was just trying to get the meeting, so he threw out there as bait the emails. Because when they go in there, they're not talking about that at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I went back to look up, you know, the date of Donald Jr. Trump Tower meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And it also said that that attorney, the female attorney adoption,
mm-hmm.
had ties with
Fusion GPS.
Glenn Simpson GPS.
Where she met with them before and after the meeting with Trump.
Okay. So it's got, to me, it's got to be tied in somehow. I don't know exactly. But that's all I had to say.
Thanks, Flynn.
I'd like to be... Huh?
Go ahead.
I'd like to enter the Sweet Creek.
You got it, girl. Flower Child, give me the month of birth.
826.
826. You got it, Flower Child. You're in. I hope you win.
I do, too. I was there the other day. Thank you.
Thank you, Flower Child.
Bye.
So, this Clapper interview is with The View is interesting. So now, Clapper is going to be talking about the use of informants. He admits something here. Listen.
The FBI started to look into Trump's ties to Russia in the summer of 2016. And Trump tweeted that the spying that he claims is spying. Other people say it's a whistleblower or an informant. He says it's spying is bigger than Watergate. So I ask you, was the FBI spying on Trump's campaign?
Listen, have we answered that?
They were not. They were spying on a term I don't particularly like, but on what the Russians were doing, trying to understand, were the Russians infiltrating, trying to gain access, trying to gain leverage and influence?
So why doesn't he like
that? What they do.
So why doesn't he like that? He should be happy though.
Well, he should be.
Right.
Russia, and this is one of the reasons I wrote my book, was the threat that Russia poses because they are bent on undermining our system. And that's what they did and had a lot of success during the course of the election.
Uh-huh. You know, I don't like the term spy either. I was with the Department of Justice as an AUSA, and I think surveil is perhaps the more important word. What about this notion that there was a CI, a confidential informant, embedded in the campaign? Is that true?
Well, as we've seen, unfortunately, the identity of this informant is now out in the media. And if you know, this is a fairly benign tool available to the FBI, given all the other capabilities available to them. And what has been described that he did was pretty mild. The FBI particularly draws on, uses informants all the time for law enforcement purposes.
And it's
a very valuable source of information. The FBI has very strict rules and protocols on their usage. And what's bad about this is revelations about this individual. So other informants for the FBI who provide valuable information that keep this nation safe and secure begin to wonder, well, is my identity going to be protected? Mm-hmm. And what about potential informants who might want to help with the FBI? And what's the impact on them? It's pretty chilling.
Okay. I Googled this guy last week by just putting Cambridge professor dealing with the CIA. Didn't say FBI, it said CIA. And that came back with his name and everything on it. This guy was very, very well known. Very, you know, he was the go-to guy. He'd been around since the 1980s. And interestingly enough, he got $500,000 October before the November election for doing some work for DOD. I know. $500,000. Would you like to do some work for DOD for $500,000?
Yeah, it makes me wonder what he did.
And was he also, with this kind of volume of dollars, was he operating as a bagman for some things, too? That's first time I heard the numbers that were there as and how he was paying for trips and $3,000 for somebody to write a paper and airfare and hotels and all this kind of stuff. I saw this as a bagman without a doubt. Newstar 93.1. Dan Morris Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The last bus is long gone. But I'm dancing in the moonlight.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Homelessness is becoming a bigger issue in our community, and there's never been a better time to lend a hand to those who need it most. Join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Midtown Pizza Kitchen, Capital Hyundai, and Lewis Lawn Equipment, to collect donations to benefit the Friendship Mission. an organization that offers healing and progress for the homeless. Drop off items such as toiletries, cleaning products, laundry detergent, clothes, and canned goods to one of our sponsors. Participating in our Friendship Mission donation drive helps men, women, and children change their lives and achieve independence. The Friendship Mission donation drive from Midtown Pizza Kitchen, Capital Hyundai, Lewis Lawn Equipment, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Join us on location tomorrow at Lewis Lawn Equipment on the Northeastern Boulevard from 11:30 to 1.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Scientists tell us that Earth is overdue for a huge solar flare. Bad news, it'll probably fry our electronics and technology. Good news, we'll all get a spectacular tan. Well, a good place to hunker down for the looming sunpocalypse is Motel 6. You'll get a great low rate on a great room under a roof and save more for other stuff, like sunscreen or a nice big hat. Well, I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. Or maybe not.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Martha Roby. Can we really trust her? Roby says she supports the president now, but Roby turned her back on President Trump when he needed her most. Listen.
Mr. Trump, I would like for you to step aside.
That's right. Martha Roby told Donald Trump to step aside and refuse to vote for him for president. Is that who we want to represent us in Congress? Changing Washington starts right here. Bobby Bright, Republican for Congress. For you.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
I'm Randall Houston, District Attorney for Elmore, Autauga, and Chilton Counties. I've known Bobby Bright for 25 years. Bobby is honest, competent, and conservative. When Bobby was in Congress, he worked closely with the district attorneys and made law and order a priority. With Bobby, it's about the people. We need this type of leadership for Alabama. We need Bobby Bright.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I appreciate the support of my friend, Randall Houston, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress. Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are. So let's carry on with the Clapper interview on The View. Now, Clapper's going to be talking about lying. And this is almost kind of humorous, remembering what he said about the dossier. And but this is talking about a time when he was testifying before Congress. And listen what a big Boy Scout Clapper is.
You know, the president tweeted about you, quote, Clapper is a lying machine who now works for fake news. So a lot of people I know, first of all, what was your reaction to that when you first saw that?
Well, the president's calling me a lying machine. Well, okay. what that stems from is an exchange I had with Senator Wyden 5 years ago in March of 2013 about a surveillance program, and he was asking me about one, and I was thinking about another. So I made a mistake, but I didn't lie, so that's what occasioned...
So what you're referencing, though, is that when you said, when you're talking about James Snowden blowing the whistle on the NSA illegally spying, and in 2013 when you were asked about it, you said no. So that is a lie. And
no, it isn't a lie. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It isn't a lie. I was thinking about something else. Another program. I can get at all the technical details about... He was asking about the metadata program. And the euphemistic way he asked about it, I didn't break the code. Well, I was thinking of another program that we just gotten renewed, Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And by the way, had I been on the same page with him and understood what he was asking me, I'd have still been in a bad place because at the time that program was classified. Mm-hmm. And just on the face of it, I've been trotting up the hill testifying for 20 or 25 years, dozens of hearings, hundreds of questions, yeah. And always tried to answer them straight. But gee, just for a change of pace, I think I'll lie on this one question. And by the way, do it on live television in front of one of my oversight committees. Really?
That was the Wyden question.
And the idiots cheer.
I know. This is incredible. That's the Wyden question, not wittingly. Eavesdropping on senators and congressmen. He changed it. He changed it.
Yeah, and I believe the question was, does the NSA collect data or calls on millions of Americans? No, sir. Well, not wittingly. Does the NSA? You thought he was talking about the 702 program? Or was he talking about PRISM?
This is nuts. This is absolutely
so
nuts.
Full of crap.
Yeah. Absolutely incredible. And you can tell, and again, when you're in the spy business, you're deceiving is what you do. That's what you deceive people. And so he's going to go back and he's going to be talking about, oh, how Congress must have oversight, and that's a hard place to be. But then when Congress is implying oversight and what they're doing now with Devin Nunes, no, that's bad. But listen to how he handles this.
There is a distrust, though. What's fascinating right now is there's such a distrust between the American public and our intelligence agencies, and there's a lot of leaking. James Comey leaking his memos, Andrew McCabe leaking to the media about the Clinton investigation. So I know people in my own life who have this distrust,
right,
which is unique to this moment in time. Is there any ownership to be taken from the intelligence agencies with this right now?
The lesson, I'll tell you, the major takeaway from Edward Snowden, and I have a whole chapter in my book about that, particularly from the government's point of view, and the profound damage he has done. And if you're paying taxes in this country today and for some years, you're going to be paying to repair the damage he did to our foreign intelligence capabilities. Mm-hmm. If what he had exposed was only about so-called domestic surveillance, I could understand it, but he exposed a lot more. Just the nature of intelligence work, which is secret, it has to be, particularly to protect sources and methods. So that automatically, by definition, raises suspicions in the minds of a lot of people. I understand that. And one of the lessons I learned, and which I tried to work at after Snowden, was we need to be more transparent, to try to explain what we do, why we do it, and importantly, all the oversight mechanisms that exist to make sure that what we do is legal, ethical, and moral. But inherently, intelligence is not like the Department of Agriculture or the Department of Commerce, which is open, transparent, no secrets. Well, our work is. That places a huge burden on our intelligence oversight committees, one of which right now is kind of broken, to perform that oversight on behalf of everyone in this room and on behalf of all American citizens to ensure that we are doing the right thing.
Wow, so to make sure we're doing the right thing. So when they go in and ask them questions about this and they can't produce the documents, I mean, they've been asking for this. They've been asking for it when he was there. And they can't come up with the stuff. So did you hear how Boy Scouty he was with that? That is absolutely incredible. Oh, they have to have valuable oversight committee. Well, you need to submit to that oversight. That's exactly what's wrong right now, is there not? News Talk 93.1 will do more Clapper, had a lot more stuff right after this.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
May, graduation or not, loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram truck, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti, all in one place or in Prattville. This month it is huge. The brand new Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV. Kia, 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, best in the business. Save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover. The 2019 model arrives in June, so save a lot on the 2018. The third row Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about family and friends plan to see if you qualify. The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, still the rugged off-road SUV you want and expect, but smoother. Or the Grand Cherokee, or its smaller sibling, the Cherokee. Ram truck redesigned 2019 model. Looks completely different than the 2018 model. Now on sale. Kia, Infiniti, Fiat, Ram truck, Chrysler, Dodger, Jeep. In Prattville, in Montgomery, only at Brubaker.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Hey, man, what's up for lunch?
Feel like something special?
Well, how special?
Like the lunch special at B.B. King's Blues Club.
Over at Wind Creek, Montgomery?
Yeah. Every Monday through Friday for just $10.99, you get the best meat and three in town with southern cornbread and iced tea, plus banana pudding for just $2.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's roll!
B.B. King's Blues Club, inside Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery. Price does not include tax and gratuity.
In the race for governor, there's only one conservative who's actually doing something to reform Montgomery, like writing legislation to require term limits. Just so happens, it's the same candidate who sponsored a flat tax and a ban on earmarks, once and for all. His name? Bill Hightower, the conservative businessman running for governor. Here's Bill Hightower.
Recycling, it's a good thing, except when it comes to our politicians. So why don't we keep hiring the same career politicians, the same insiders, while expecting a change? I'm Bill Hightower. I'm a businessman. I'm a conservative outsider, and it's time to break the cycle. As your governor, I'll fight for term limits to get Montgomery working for the people, not the insiders. Because changing the direction of our state starts with changing our politicians.
Learn more at BillHightower.com. Paid for by Hightower for Alabama. P.O. Box 91335, Mobile, Alabama 36691.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right?
But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about our rate beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
We continue to monitor future developments in the Gulf of Mexico, and that could have a big impact on the Memorial Day holiday weekend forecast. For today, limited sunshine, mostly cloudy with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening. High today around 86, low tonight 70. A generous supply of showers and storms roaming around again tomorrow. Upper 80s tomorrow, upper 80s Friday, mid 80s Saturday. Limited sunshine with a better than normal chance of showers and thunderstorms, not only Friday and Saturday, but right on through the Memorial Day weekend, locally heavy rain in spots. Keep on top of tropical weather developments with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. It has push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, plus access to my weather blogs and videos. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Being beat up and battered around, being sent up and I'm being shot.
272-9228, that's where we are.
You're the best thing that I've ever found, and only with care.
Let's go to the trucking man here. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, Joey, how y'all doing today?
We're great.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Where are you? How's the weather where you are?
I'm up in the great city of Cullman, Alabama, and it's just spotty clouds around. It's not as near as bad as it was the last couple of days,
yeah.
But you can drive 10 miles and that can change. So.
Yep, there you go.
Good Lord, what is Spygate? This is shocking. They spying on Trump? I can't believe this. It seemed like I heard this before, but... I was just convinced. I think it was a bunch of Democrats that was laughing about it. Nobody could really believe it. So, it's actually true.
Well, we haven't gotten down to the facts of it yet, but I think we may see the first glimmer of that tomorrow with this DOJ briefing with Nunes and Gowdy and company.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now, the other thing is. If Mueller and all of these players are going to claim that if, in fact, this happened, that they did this out of the generous of their heart to look out for Mr. Trump and try to protect him from all the evilness out there, and that was their true intentions were, I'm just wondering if we can watch the no-fly list and see when they start pulling all of their capability to board flights to flee the United States, because I think that needs to be done. We don't need to lose not one of these people. We need every one of them here and make examples out of every single one of them. And if Mueller and them think we believe that, when they said that today, that was the ice being on the cake that leaves no doubt whatsoever that every one of these players need to go away into a deep, dark prison and never to be seen again. I cannot believe that they haven't thrown up their hands and just ran for whatever, because they have to see this coming.
Well, I mean, they have nothing to lose, and they have the media on their side with this whole stuff. So they're going to try to wait this thing out as long as they possibly can.
Okay, but if you really think about what the end game is here, now Trump's been so far ahead of them. I mean, is it kind of scary that maybe you might go to sleep one night and the next morning you wake up and find out that you're being charged with espionage or treason in the United States, and what could happen to you?
Well, like I said, they have nothing to lose. I mean, if they throw up their hands and tell them what they did, you got the same result.
Well,
particularly Clapper and Brennan.
Yeah, but I mean, ain't they still compounding more charges if, in fact, all of this is true? And by them lying more and more as we go?
If some of it's true, they've got problems. If just some of it is true. And let me, I want to play for you the Comey tweet that happened after Trump did the Spygate tweet. Listen then.
This is coming in moments ago from James Comey's verified Twitter account. He writes this: facts matter. The FBI's use of confidential human sources, the actual term, is tightly regulated and essential to protecting the country. Attacks on the FBI and lying about its work will do lasting damage to our country. How will Republicans explain this to their grandchildren, he asks.
Okay. So in that tweet, he almost is like he said, okay, yeah, we did do it. Yeah, we do. I mean, here's the... You're calling them spies, and here's what they're called. And to me, that's almost an admission.
Yeah, it's kind of eerie that some of the stuff that they're actually doing. I'm telling you, Dan, I would be scared to death. I don't care who these people are or what head of divisions they are of our government. They better remember that one thing, that our government is both of the people. And so now... I just cannot believe that these people are willing to take the chance that they've taken, because this could be very, very detrimental to them.
But again, Rodney, you got to remember, they've already done it. It's already been done. So now they're like the gangster that robbed the bank, and they're closing in on him. There's no need for him to throw up his arms right now. And particularly if you got the media that's saying you're a superstar.
Right. You're almost like a criminal just trying to build a defense at this point.
Right.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. But I'm telling you, I'm sure they're not sleeping well, because, Lord have mercy, they in deep doo-doo. I mean, this is the deepest doo-doo you can get in. I mean, if you up to your neck in doo-doo, they deeper than you are.
You can't see the top of their heads.
Man, I'm telling you, and not only that, but you have a different administration in there, and I heard one little hint today, talking about a little bit about Jeff Sessions, and I don't know if it just came out accidentally. I don't remember who it was, but they said that when all these bombshells hit, and I'm thinking, okay, what bombshells are they talking about? But we're all waiting to see it. And everybody's got different opinions, but I think the list is going to be a mile long, and people's jaws are going to drop to the ground, and Trump's going to be the greatest president of all time, because he finally got rid of all of this gook in Washington.
Yeah, I tell you one thing: if I were Donald Trump, I'd make sure I've got the very best Secret Service agents with me.
Oh yeah,
I'm serious.
I know exactly what you're saying, but I'm relying on that the people that are around our president are happy and glad to be with him, and they are true Americans, and if that's a fact, then we ain't got to worry about Trump, because they'll take a bullet for him in a minute, and they can try what they want, but Trump is going to be there for the next 8 years, America. Get used to it.
Right now, I appreciate the telephone call.
All right, y'all have a great day.
You too, my friend. You too. Robert, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
I got an interesting situation I want you to comment on. I went to a local graduation weeks ago, and it was an honors graduation, and they had at least probably 50 people in a senior class with 4-point averages. And I thought, you know, that's strange. So I started talking to some older guys. And one guy's 50. He graduated in Montgomery. He was in a class of 600. And he was like 24th. And his GPA was 3.7. Another guy at 60, he graduated in California, ironically, in a class of about 600. And he was like, I don't know, top 20. And his was a 3.4. So, you know, how do we have 50 or more 4.0 students in an Alabama high school in the senior class? And that has been food for thought for me.
Well, I can give you the answer to that. It's a magnet school, and so it's basically a private school, and it's self-select.
It's a public school.
I know, but I said, but it's acting like a private school. Your people who are real, real smart are attracted to that type of school, and so they accept those people.
No, and Dan, it's a private high school.
Oh, okay.
Bramble High School.
Okay. I misunderstood.
No. Yeah. And they had that many in every grade. You know, they were going through the freshman year, and they had about that many at each level, at least, say, 50, that were four-point students. And I just, I said, that's
50 out of how many?
Well, 50, say, out of, say, 300.
Okay.
But to me, that goes back to everybody's a winner. You know, the math doesn't work out as you discuss it with other people who have graduated in years past, and there would be just, you know, two or three or four 4-point students. Because the curriculum of the grading was more difficult.
Okay, so you're saying they lowered the bar.
Oh yeah, but you know the deal with making everybody a winner.
Okay, I got you now. I see where you're coming from.
That's my thought was.
It'd be interesting to see what their ACT and SAT scores were. Robert, I got a split here, buddy. I'm up against a hard break. I want you to have a great day. Good talking to you again, James. Coming back to you, right after this.
The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB. And only with her.
Reputation's changeable. Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB.
Al Booth has what it takes to be in the Alabama legislature. Al Booth has education. Al Booth has experience and strong family values. But most importantly, Al Booth has integrity. Al Booth is proudly serving his 18th year as probate judge of Watauga County. Al Booth has experience as an elected official and already has experience in working with the legislature. There will be no learning curve for him. Al Booth believes in service. He serves his church, civic groups. He served his clients as a country lawyer for over 20 years. Now, Al Booth wishes to continue to serve you in the Alabama State House. Al Booth believes in the Second Amendment, supports the Monuments Bill, and will always protect them. And Al Booth is a family man with wife June, 3 boys, and 5 grandchildren. Paid for by the committee to elect Al Booth, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama, 36067. On June 5th, vote for Al Booth for the Alabama House District 88 in Watauga and Elmore counties. Al Booth, experience, education, strong family values, and integrity.
I'm Al Booth, and I approve this message.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey talks about her faith and Christian values.
Well, I was a member of the Camden Baptist Church growing up. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm grateful for my faith, and I rely on it. Prayer and reading the scriptures and going to church is really important.
Kay Ivey lives her faith and follows God's teaching in how she leads our great state.
I'm pro-life because God teaches us to love life, and He created us and He wants us to love one another.
That's why Kay Ivey always defends our shared Christian values. As governor, Kay has restored ethical Christian leadership to the office, fought to restore our faith in government, and has Alabama working again.
I believe that life begins at conception. I am strongly pro-life.
That's why Governor Ivey is the only candidate to be endorsed by both the Alabama Citizens for Life and Susan B. Anthony list. Kay Ivey, fighting for conservative values. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
Rhonda Walker, on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter, Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and 2 surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community, because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker, P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Joe, we got the greatest audience in the world. I've got people texting me. You've got people calling you to explain this. So what happens is, you take an AP class and you make an A in it, you get 5 points.
Yeah, and this changes from school to school, but you get a 5.0 if you get an A in an AP class. You could get, say, a 4.5 if you get an A in an honors class. So kids might be making, say, a B in an honors or an AP class.
Showing up as an A.
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's advanced.
The world that I came from, or my kids were in, that and an A is an A.
We had AP classes at Catholic, but I believe an A was an A there. Like, I got an A in AP history.
Yeah, the only 2 B's Daniel made in his life, one was when he took the Latin AP class, and the other one was when he was in 10th grade and took the 12th grade Latin class.
Oh, I definitely got a B in AP physics.
Ooh.
I'm not a science guy.
William tore that up.
I mean, hope so.
He tore it up. Let's go to the phone and go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Yes, sir. Dan, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I appreciate hearing this, that you're going into in detail about this spy cage or whatever you want to call it. And it would be nice if there were more voices that were going over it as you are. But my question, and I don't know how well you'll be able to answer this or if it can be answered, but one of your previous callers seemed pretty certain that justice was going to be done and things were going to be set right. I would be a little bit more pessimistic in that view, but what do you think ordinary citizen can do if it appears, you know, that this, they're going to get away with this and all this is going to not result in justice like we'd like? What can an ordinary citizen do in the situation?
Well, I tell you what probably will happen. If the public believes that nothing is being done and this gets outed, then I think the ordinary citizen is going to take it out in the ballot box. I think the timing of this, as I've looked at major shifts in voting trends and things like this, the timing of all of this is very interesting coming up to the November midterm election. So I think how the Democrats handle this, I think how the Trump administration handles this, but I think the Trump administration is going to do something about it. The question is, will the Democrats join in on it or not? Will they applaud it, or will they start calling it names? If they do, I believe that the Democrats will suffer mightily in the midterm elections.
Okay, well, I hope you're right.
Thanks for the telephone call, James.
Yep. Thank you.
Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Wednesday.
Hey there, Dan-O.
How are you?
I'm well.
Are you down in PC?
No, but just...
Have a great day, sir.
Thank you very much. I'm trying to get aboard at Gunter right now.
Ah.
And fortunately, I did. We're back in the capital city for a couple of days.
Did you learn anything about the shooting that happened down in PC yesterday?
No, we saw that. We saw that on our local TV here and couldn't identify from what few shots, what video shots they had exactly where it was in the city.
Well, certainly was something. The guy was in an apartment, second floor of an apartment, firing down on the police officers, and the apartment was full of gas, as in Olean.
Yeah. Did you understand that it was in Panama City proper or PCB?
I think it's Panama City proper.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, getting over the Hathaway Bridge by whatever name it's called now is a bit of a chore until they get their construction complete.
Mm-hmm.
But
what's on your mind?
Well, your caller about the number of 4.0 GPAs, I have a little different take, and it coincides with that old adage, you know, rising tide lifts all boats mm-hmm. for the stock market. And my interpretation of this is that great inflation lifts all GPAs. And I think a lot of that, I know a lot of that is going on in the MPS and has been for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
When you mentioned, when somebody called in and mentioned Clapper, you and Joey doing a great job, incidentally, on Spygate. But I don't know if you caught Clapper on the TV show called The Five, where Joey Behar was asking him about what happened and his explanation.
Yeah, that's what I'm playing now. It's from The View.
The View, I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah, The Five is watchable about 10% of the time. The View is never watchable for me. But
and that's exactly why I'm playing this, because this is a show that very few people in this audience would watch or would get exposed to. That's exactly why I'm playing it.
Yeah, and I'll just repeat, you and Joey are doing a great job. But I'm sure you've noticed Clapper's eyes and his expression.
I have.
He obviously never served in the agency, not as an agent, but he... or probably as a contractor, he's a politician. And his expression and his eyes, to me, betray that. In I think it's the last Jason Bourne movie. You remember when he calls the lady who is like second or third in command running Treadstone that's got him bogged down for years trying to discover his identity?
Mm-hmm.
And he calls her by his first name and says, you should get some rest. You look tired. And she turns and looks across from the 20th floor where she is across the other buildings. The expression on her face and her eyes looked to me a lot like Clapper.
I know exactly the scene you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't think Clapper knows. He's trying to remember the lines and trying to sell it to Joey Behar, which he probably had no problem doing. But I'm not buying any of it. I don't think the general public is.
Yeah, they actually cheer at one point.